And earlier this hour, we called a member of the Charleston County Council. His name is Henry Darby. We wanted to find out about how Charleston residents were reacting, as we've just heard from Robert Costa, but we wanted to ask him more. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
First of all, my condolences to the Charleston, and it is such a sad event that's happening there. But let me begin by asking you how your district is reacting.
Well, we are in a quite somber mood at this time. We are extremely saddened that this has happened. It's almost unthinkable that something of this nature could happen. It's just so unbelievable. I simply can't fathom a very young man of this age to be so filled with hatred. It's hard to understand that.
The church, the Emmanuel AME Church, it has a very rich and long history. Could you please give us what some of that history is?
Well, it's the moral compass of Charleston. Many of our civil rights leaders came from the church, and it is where we meet if there are major problems within this district.
And what are some of its historic events? First of all, it was founded in 1816, but one of its founders, Denmark Vesey, he was executed back in the 1800s, 1822, for organizing a slave rebellion. What was that all about?
Well, Denmark Vesey was a former slave who wanted freedom for his folk, in terms of his people, and he was going to lead the revolution to procure the necessary freedom, but however, he was turned in, captured, and was hanged here in Charleston. So it's a very historical church, and Denmark Vesey is one of the most prominent members thereof because of the insurrection that he would have led.
Back to the present, you are headed, I gather, to a vigil for the people who were killed at Emmanuel AME Church. What is going to be happening at that vigil?
Well, we're just going to, you know, say some prayers and come together as a group, and also to ask the public to please remain calm, and that we can work through this because we are coming off the heels of the shooting of Walter Scott. So we are just going to act for peace and calm, ma'am.
Right. This was North Charleston. Walter Scott was shot as he was stopped for a traffic violation, shot by a policeman as he was running away.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much for joining us, certainly on this sad day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that was Charleston County Council Member Henry Darby.